Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Have you looked at the forecast? That's my question. Have you looked at the forecast? Because ice baby is on the way. Very icy out there today. I put the truck sideways yesterday. Very exciting. You know, I'm driving down the road. Next thing I know, I'm looking out the passenger window. Ivy has a shocked look on her face. She said, don't mind me. I'll just look out that window for a few moments. I did. Truck was literally sideways. Didn't see that coming. Didn't hit anything, thankfully. Very icy out there again today. That's true across many parts of the state today. And then in the next 72 hours, the bottom's going to fall out. Temperatures dropping below zero. High temperatures in some places in the single digits across the state, but very cold. It looks like through the end of the month, real winter is here. Highs in the teens, lows in the single digits in southern Michigan, going below zero on Sunday, it says. So after today, man, we're going to where it's really winter. And our next guest here, a big fan, by the way, of Vanilla Ice, maybe his biggest, Ron Rademacher, who's been lost more than anyone out in that icy cold weather than anybody in the history of the state. Ron Rademacher, welcome back from MichiganBackRoads.com.
Hey, Steve, how are you, man? I love that that ice baby. I thought you were welcoming me in there. It's one of my favorites.
Well, there you go. I knew you're a big fan. Oh, you know, and this time absolutely. of the year, how can you not be? If you're looking to ice fish, even in places where there hasn't been much ice during the mild period, give it a couple of days, you're going to be in good shape.
I think everybody's going to be really happy. You know, these the ice festivals, all the winter festivals are going to be able to happen. The old man winter showed up once again.
All right, where do you want to start today? I see something here at the top of the page that caught my attention, thought maybe we should start with that. It's the bacon update. I don't know what that means, but I mean, you keep telling me about the greatest bacon in the world on the planet, and you roll around in it like an old hound dog, I suppose. But tell me about the bacon update.
I'll give you the bacon, then I'm going to give you the beer.
I'm
constantly searching out the best foods. If you go to Michigan Back Roads, you can find my food reviews there, burgers and all that stuff. But the bacon, I was told about this bacon that's made at the Troll Smokehouse in Kaukauland, Michigan. My mouth has just started watering. As soon as I say it, I will say this is the best bacon I have ever eaten in almost more than a half a century, when you think about how much bacon I've been putting down.
Well, right.
And the trick where this stuff is, baby, if you bake it instead of frying it, it is absolutely beyond belief. Next time you and Ivy are up at your northern compound, let me know. I'll drop off a couple pounds for you.
Right.
Unbelievable.
The northern compound, we'll check in. By the way, speaking of that, I'm going to make one quick comment about being up there last weekend. We were there at Boyne Mountain as they celebrated 70 years in business. And they were open for 70 straight hours. And there were people that did like over 500 ski runs in 70 hours. I just find that incredible. So my tip, my hat.
And it was another great thing about that event, it was complimentary for veterans.
Well, and there
and
you go.
And the military, yeah.
And it was complimentary for me because I didn't actually ski. I just horned in on the party part of it. So that's my deal. Where do you want to start?
Question, why, when you were going sideways down the road, was there a shocked look on Ivy's face? I mean, she should be used to it by now.
You know, the Florida girl she doesn't understand that queasy feeling you get in your stomach when you realize, gosh, the back end of the vehicle just came loose and it's not really attached to the road anymore. You know, she gets this weird look on her face like we're suddenly all going to die.
I got to do the beer alert because this is important. There is no new beer coming out at this moment in time.
What?
Because the ATF is shut down because of part of the government shutdown thing, the ATF is shut down.
Oh.
And in order for new beer, like these new IPAs and new craft beers to be able to come out, someone, being the ATF, has to approve the label.
Wow.
And no new labels.
See, and I didn't
approved. So I think that the Democrats everybody should get together and at least open
beer.
Up the ATF again.
Yeah, beer.
So they can't agree on everything. Let's get the ATF back in action so we can have some of these new beers. All right, I'm off of that.
Right. We better fly. We better fly and figure out where we're going
next. We're not
going
to get to all of it, so pick the ones you want.
All right. How about Roscommon? Let's go there.
Roscommon, listen, all right, good. That's a good one because this week coming up, Super Wolf Blood Moon. Only happens every once in a while. And at the cross-country ski headquarters in Roscommon, they have a full moon night skiing. So if you've never been cross-country skiing under the full moon in the woods, that's the place to go. By the way, it happens at the same time that it's National Michigan Day, the 18th.
That's important. National Michigan Day. Which why do we have that?
Because it's Michigan.
Okay, that's very important. All right, how about, let's
absolutely.
See. Well, we can't have new beer, but we can whine about winter in Grand Haven.
Yeah, if you are, it is going to get cold down you guys' way. So over in Grand Haven, this is the 10th year, and everybody gathers together. It's put on by Grand Haven Main Street. They have wine tastings. They have talks. They have videos. Really pretty cool if you want to celebrate winter indoors.
All right. I mean, and a lot of people do this time of the year.
Yeah. It starts about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They have an artist ceremony. Pretty cool. Cool event.
So yesterday my daughter says one of the things on her history test this week is about George Armstrong Custer. And I said, did your teacher tell you he was from Michigan? She goes, he is not. I said, absolutely. Monroe, Michigan, big statue of George Custer, General George Custer.
He was also a Medal of Honor winner, and so was his brother.
That's right. He had three horses shot out from underneath him. Of course, he's known for the Battle of the Little Bighorn. But anyhow, the battles of the River Raisin being talked about.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about George's error and judgment all the time there. Yeah, the Battle of the River Raisin, this is the 206th year they're going to do this. And for those who remember their history, this battle took place, believe it or not, as part of the War of 1812.
Well, and that's interesting. The second Revolutionary War, some would say. By the way, do you know what the last thing is Custer said?
It wasn't we.
No.
I don't know.
Where the hell is Benteen? Yeah, that's the last thing he ever said. And real quickly, let's get to love that, don't you? Cadillac. We'll give Cadillac one quick one here, and then we got to go. What's up?
Yeah, let's give them one because this is the Wilderness Outdoor Journal Expo. I'm going to go over there. I'm not going to be showing, but I'll be wandering around. So if you see me in my Tilly hat, come up and say hello. Everything for outdoor camping, especially outfitters, vendors, boats, blinds. It's really a pretty cool small show. You have time to talk to everybody, and they have some very innovative stuff there.
All right. Greatly appreciate it, Ron. We got to run. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. It's not where the hell is Benteen anymore. It's where the hell is Ron Rademacher. Ron, we'll talk next week.
See you, Steve. Thanks.
There you go.
Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.